Every year, residents from select U.S. cities apply for an Emerging City Champions Grant through the Knight Foundation. Communications professional Nancy Cleveland is one of two recipients from Macon this year. She'll use the funding the program provides to combat a lack of access to mental health services in Middle Georgia.
So that's our real short talk about melanomas and other skin cancers, and the best way to protect yourself from them are what?
That's Dr. Harry Struthers from Navicent Health Center. He's leading a program called Walk with a Doc in Central City Park. Each month, he delivers a short talk on a timely health topic. Then he spends an hour walking with participants to answer their health questions in a free, casual setting. The program came to Macon last year thanks to Nancy Cleveland, a communications professional who pitched the project to Navicent. The success of Walk with a Doc prompted her to create a similar program focused on mental health. With the help of grant money, she will implement a series of mental health pop-up gyms called Headspace.
You don't have to have a mental health issue to come enjoy it. I really wanted to do something that young professionals can enjoy, because even for myself, I've dealt with a lot of stress and anxiety, maybe even bouts of depression before.
The pop-ups will have therapists on site to show participants what services they can access. The state of Georgia ranks 47th when it comes to therapy access, resulting in a grade of D from the nonprofit Mental Health America. One in six Georgia residents lives with mental illness, including substance abuse disorder, and about 20% of them are uninsured. Cleveland said Headspace will address this lack of access and other barriers that contribute to Georgia's failing grade, like social stigma.
It seems far off, it seems unaffordable, and especially for people of color and or women, it just seems like it's something that's not even for you. It's not marketed to us. I also want to introduce more of that education to our community, especially here in Macon Bibb, where the county is predominantly African American, and throughout Central Georgia.
Headspace will also demonstrate that not everyone needs traditional treatment. Pop-ups will feature a Zen garden, complete with complimentary tea, yoga instruction, and guided meditations.
I want people to understand that it's not just sitting down on the couch, telling all your problems, and waiting to get a pill.
Cleveland looked to other cities for inspiration while developing her approach to mental health. In San Francisco, Alexa Meyer leads a mental health pop-up through her company, Orchid.
I think the main thing was just how easy we were making it for people to get started in taking care of their mental health, but also to learn about the different options that are out there. Often people feel like they're the only ones feeling a certain feeling, but when people come to the pop-ups, they see that there are all sorts of different people there that are there to take care of their mental health and well-being.
Back in Macon, Cleveland says she's no stranger to the challenges surrounding mental illness treatment. She was born here, but taken to live with relatives in New York at 2 months old while her mother battled drug addiction. In 2014, Cleveland moved back to Macon to obtain adult legal guardianship of her mom.
Once I had that control, I was able to put her in the treatment center, and I just started thinking, how could I have made this easier?
On the most recent walk with the doc, she met a woman named Sheila, who grew up with Cleveland's mother.
She didn't remember my name, she remembered my face. She knew she grew up with me. And stuff. And that I would say, that's Brenda. You would stop and say, Brenda, where you going?
That's why I think, again, like, it all goes back to trying to do programs like this. Not to say that because she walked with the doc, she would have, you know, changed her life, but
right.
I just think that if we have more things in place, we can avoid losing such a bright spirit like that.
For GPB News, I'm Emily Rose Thorne in Macon.